The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
Okay, so I'm actually going to be covering a game that's already been covered by Gamer's Haven, but it's the new edition. So it's one of the...
We actually had the creators on the show.
That's right. You did have the creators on the show.
And they're local boys.
And he came to CantCon, and he is awesome.
And he's coming to CantCon 2013. That's right. That was another CantCon plug. Oh,
yeah.
You know what?
That's how we roll.
So I'm covering Sentinels of the Multiverse, of course, and Chris just put out, and the guys over at Greater Than Games just put out their new edition of the core set, which is pretty much 100 times better. As cool as the old set was, the new set is fantastic. They've made, the cards are now thicker, there are, the box can actually fit everything, not only everything in the core set, but if it's the core set and has room for both of the current expansions and probably still going to have enough room for the third expansion. Maybe. We'll see.
Depends on how anal retentive you are.
Well, but it's now got deck separators with with character names on it. It comes with counters, expanded rules, let's see, what else?
Comes counters, with the expanded rules,
the thicker card stock, that's about it, really what it comes with, but again...
But it comes with enough space for the stuff from...
it comes with the space...
Rook City and Infernal Relics.
And it comes with the separators for each of those, too. It comes ready to add the first two expansions.
Yeah.
Rook City and Shattered Timelines, that's the new one.
Infernal Relics. Yeah.
I can't stress how awesome this game is, and getting into co-op games. We've now played this...
Countless times.
We've
lost track of how often we've played this game. And no game has been the same. You have so many heroes, so many villains now, so many locations.
Yeah, there's still...
And they're putting out another expansion next year.
Yeah, depending on how fast you post this, the Kickstarter should still be up.
So you can still get in on its goodies. It's funded.
It's funded, but they have a lot.
It's just about to hit 70 grand.
And they only need, 20?
They started off at 20.
It's
really good. The enhanced edition has a ton of great stuff in it. I like how it is. The card stock has changed. The card stock is much sturdier, much nicer. The separators are really nice, and that you can fit the other expansions in there is really nice too.
The counters are nice to have. Just everything. I mean, and it's all has really high quality stuff. Mm-hmm. The artwork is good. They did redo some of the artwork.
Yeah, and they've done artwork for all of the environment cards.
The environment cards now have all of them have new backs. They all have individual
backs
cards.
And new art.
Some of the cards have new art.
And art. I mean, the old ones didn't have art.
Oh, they didn't? Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's true. All the environment cards now have art. All the environment. I was comparing some of the decks earlier today. There's a couple cards that actually have changed their. Have changed the art. They've changed the artwork.
They've also gone through and done the errata on all of them and introduced their little H symbol for number of heroes. And so they've gone through and they've done all the other revisions and errata and stuff like that. So,
and I can't talk highly enough. You know, I can't talk enough about how high a level of quality the creator of this game has poured into it. He pours his heart and soul into it. He was at CantCon 2012 and he sat at his table for 12 hours a day
and ran the game.
Ran demos.
All the time.
He
sold out too.
He did.
And yeah. And that was even him trying not to, you know.
Yeah, he actually was sitting there saying, and this just shows anybody who's listening, like, what kind of a creator Chris is. He had damaged copies of the game at discount, and he was literally sitting there saying, well, Excuse me. Well, I have these, but don't buy them. We're coming out with our new enhanced edition next month, and you're going to want to get that. And
people are like, but I want it now because I want to go play it more.
But it's that cool.
It is that cool. It really is that cool.
And they have another the Rook City expansion's out, and I think we may have mentioned that on the show once or twice.
Well, Rook City was out. Should have been out when you guys first covered it.
I believe so. I think we may have done a review.
When we sat down with the creators, we were one of the first sites to get artwork for Rook City.
Yeah,
from one of the cards for Rook City.
The thing about Rook City, I don't know if we ever did a review of it, but we'll talk a bit about it because they have two expansions out for it now, and the core set's great.
Hang on, wait. One quick thing I want to touch on. Core set, still only $40.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Price is right on this game. I mean, $40 for the core set gives you hours and hours of play. The expansions are $20 each, which is nothing these days. And
which is ridiculous.
And you get, in the core set, you get four villains, four locations, and I think it's 10 heroes. Like, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's 10
heroes. In the core set?
Core set, I think it's 10
heroes.
Yeah,
10 heroes.
And then each of the expansions gives you four more villains, two locations and two new heroes to use, and it's utterly fantastic.
Yeah, well worth it, well worth it. And Rook City is the more sort of Gotham City-esque expansion, and it's you get some much more difficult villains in there.
They have not been their expansions do not give you easy villains whatsoever.
Well, they run the gamut. You know, you have some easy ones, and you have some crazy hard ones.
But even, I mean, and here's another interesting note. In the new rule book, they have rated all of their heroes and all of their villains. The heroes are all rated on complexity of play. The villains are all rated on difficulty. There are only two level one difficulty villains, and that's Baron Blade and Omnitron.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest are either two or three.
Yeah.
So
sounds about right.
Yeah. And, after Rook City, they put out Infernal Relics, which is a more magic oriented. They actually introduced
and we actually played in. With your brother and sister in law, I played against one of the villains called the Ennead, which is a super villain
team
group, which is tough because just like your heroes, whenever you knock out one of the team, they flip to their knocked outside, and they still annoy the snot out of you with things like discard the top four cards of your deck, take the top card of your deck, put it on the bottom, heals all remaining villains by two. The Ennead is obnoxious.
Yeah, and what I would like to see actually, what I have in my brain for a big crazy thing like at CanCon or something is to do an Iron Man tournament for it, whereas you have the five players playing, and then you have the first villain.
Oh,
once they defeat that villain, then the next one just pops out.
And then you just keep going.
When a hero drops, they get a new hero.
Okay, I was going to say, because otherwise you would
never.
And then never...
whoever runs out first, if the villains run out first.
I actually want to test run this with you because that would be fun. My money's on the villains, though.
Some of those villains are brutal.
Omnitron was bad, and he's rated as a weakling.
Well, Omnitron was bad.
Omnitron's bad. His new version is even worse. Alternate version is much worse.
that guy gave me nightmares in the first place.
The
chairman and the
chairman and the
the associate, I think.
Yeah, some of the.
Oh God, that was a pain.
Hey, we beat them though.
The bird lady,
the matriarch.
God, she's evil.
The matriarch. Her thing is that every one of her birds that you put, she attacks you every time you kill one of the birds. Mm-hmm. Every time you put one of the birds out, every single bird that she has says play the next card on the villain deck. So you can drop six birds in a row, and it happened to us. And then she has cards that pull all the birds back out of the.
We shouldn't have let Eric.
No.
Yeah, no. We should have let Eric choose the character.
But so far they've just been knocking it out of the park with their core set, and then the expansion, their second expansion, and now their enhanced edition.
And now
it's worth every penny.
Yeah, I'm like Ethan said, he and I are both in on the Kickstarter for the new one.
Yeah, for Shattered Timelines.
It's gonna be great. Mm-hmm. what's interesting is he and you know, no spoilers because you can look it up online.
Yep.
He announced one of the new hero is Omnitron X.
Yeah.
It's Omnitron's own self. His like 10th revision got emotions and went, "Oh God, what have I done?
Yep.
I have to go back in time and stop myself."
Yeah.
No joke.
Huh.
That's kind of a pretty cool looking card.
It's
too.
A good looking card. One of the new the promo villain you can only get through Kickstarter is called the Assistant, and what it is in the lore of the game, you've got the Freedom Five, and at one point, because the Shattered Timeline deals with
alternate
universe, yeah. What happened is the Assistant is the assistant of the Freedom Five. And they got into some situation where they had to choose between saving her and saving six other people. Well, they saved the six people, not her. And she's in this alternate timeline, and she remembers this happening. So she goes, "No, forget you guys.
Smurf that.
I'm gonna make them pay."
Uh huh.
And so this is a promo villain deck that they're putting out, which looks incredible. There's a couple of the other things that they've announced are like dark, alternate cards for a couple of them as promos. Dark Vision, a new version of Bunker, a new version of Tachyon.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it all looks.
Yeah, really, but really the good. I mean, that all being said, the enhanced edition's worth every penny. The expansions they put out are fantastic. So, all right, cool.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.